Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free, Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys are live.
Welcome back, friendos. It's hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090, on the podcast, the airwaves, the interwebs, all the places. That's where we are. I'm Chris Welsh. That's Scott Bogman. We're us, you're you, and thank you for taking a little time out to join us, whether wherever the hell you're listening. I don't know. A podcast, whether it's late, whether it's live, all the stuff. We appreciate you. Coming up here in hour two, we got some gambling, Bogman, and we got some DFS. Should we got a minute here. Should we set the stage? You know, there is a controversy, actually, with this week's matchup, because as you know, the president of DFS has been sending us, you know, official letters, and
yes,
they're very concerned about your level of expertise involved in this, you know, you as a expert and all, and up against me.
I would just like to point out that you are the only person to ever call me an expert, by the way.
Well, you're online, sorry, you get paid for it, you know, you do that stuff. I'm just saying, you know, you're kind of a big deal and all that. And they sent official letters, but they said it was in review. You know, remember, I don't have the letters here. Sorry. I posted it up, you know, you get a letter from the president of fantasy.
Yeah. You got to frame that.
You do. You got to keep that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you meet Randy Jackson.
Gone through a paper shredder and in the trash. So,
but there is a controversy because I've won two straight weeks. We are actually tied. And now week five, here's a controversy, though, Boggs. I won, but you had a player that was postponed.
How many points did you win by? I didn't see.
I only won by, I think it's four. So it's like if you would have picked someone decent. Maybe, but you know, I'd point out.
Scratch. You actually won. I definitely would have won. But we can call it a scratch. We can call it whatever. I think
it's null and void. I think that's where we get. That's the only way to do it. You say that, but you scored 2 points with your Amari Cooper pick, so you definitely wouldn't have won.
You most likely would have won.
Yeah, you've
that much money would have scored 4 points. So
yeah, you very likely could have won that. So I can't hear you when you said that. What?
It was a strange week. Is what I was saying.
It was a strange week, and I ended up winning by 4 points, but only 102. You had 98, but you had a zero dog in there. But yeah, you one big one, and you would have had a massive, massive win. So we call it null and void. So now, on the other side of the break, we're going to pick our lineups this week for FanDuel. So don't go anywhere in this league. Bogman Welsh coming back.
Sp- SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and smoking.
In this league.
Break it down.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That's where you can find us, friendos. It is the life force and is the home of In This League. You want to get involved in the audio universe? That is ITL. Well, come and check us out. You get discounts on our merch because we got a lot of fun merch there, whether it's Fat Lance or getting some WAB or get some prospects assembled. We got a whole sticker collection. We actually got some new stuff coming out too. My little break-in section. I was talking about the cards earlier. Going to put some of that out here shortly, and we got a brand new ITL logo coming, so you can be the first to know, and you can get some discounts. Plus, we've got live streams, we've got comedy secret shows, which are just us going off the rails, and tons more. $5 gets you a lot. It'll get you some discount stuff, it'll get you the secret shows, the list, and the live streams, and you can go further by having direct access to us in our GroupMe rooms. And if it makes you feel, maybe if it makes you feel warm inside and stuff, you're directly helping us and you're supporting us. Like Bogman said before, it's just us. It's just two little us.
I don't feel warm inside because body temperature is normal.
Body temperature, normal. Did you say that on air or did you say it off air, the story?
It was in the break, but yeah. Anyone who's gone up to that, like you gone to a doctor's office and they have the little thing where you're supposed to put your face in it and then it takes your temperature and not in it, but like you're supposed to align your face. You know, you're standing 6 feet away from it or whatever.
I've never seen that, nor do I know. I always just get the annoyed doctors who are just like, nothing to you.
The thing on Hard Knocks that they stood in front of that. You know, that I saw at this doctor's office and, but it was body temperature is normal.
Super just annoyed recorded voice. They didn't even bother like having, you know, attitude or anything. No. It was just normal.
I can't wait to see in the ITL store what Four Dog Horse looks like. Like, because there's ways you can go with Four Dog Horse. Like, is it four dogs and a horse?
Four dogs make the horse, like a horse shaped with four dogs inside?
Right. Is it, a dog with horse heads? Is it a horse with dog heads? Like,
four dog heads on a horse?
Yeah.
That might be it.
So that's my question.
And I'm on top riding it like a stallion. Yeah, that's it. Jag's got some work ahead of him. He likes to do that. So, I mean, we're absolutely signing him up here.
Make sure it looks like it's in distress, please. That would be great.
The dog. Yeah, if I'm riding it. Yeah.
Well, either one of us are riding
it. Yeah, get a car too. Yeah. I mean, we're putting quite a project on Jag. We're like, all right, Jag. So you got to make a horse that's got four dog heads. Then you have to cartoonize me and put me on top of it. And also not offend me in your cartoon version of me. So good luck.
I think Jag just left. So
yeah, I do too. I do too. And it's like, and for all of your hard work, I will buy you PETA Jungle again. That's what he won't take anything else. So we took him to have PETA Jungle the other day, which, by the way, fun fact, it was the first time you and I have been together in over 6 months.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I honestly like, I know that a lot of people are going out and doing things now. I'm just not, you know, I have been doing a bunch of things, and I saw you and Jag and then my friends Kate and John all in the same day. It was like a huge day for me. I was like, oh my God, this is not seeing people at the grocery store or at any drive-through, which is the only place that I've seen people that aren't blood relatives recently. I've been able to eat twice since everything happened. So once with you guys, and then for my mom's birthday, we went to Papado's, and that's everything I've done since COVID happened. Everything else has been sitting in this chair, and that is why it is now ruined. So.
And construct, I know. I mean, we've been saying this for like hint, hint. There's nothing you and I need more than new chairs. That is the number one thing on our list.
It's starting to make my back hurt too. So I know it needs to go. So.
Yeah, no, I want to throw mine out the window and burn it is actually how I want to do it and get just a new super comfy one. And hopefully in the future, hey, Sports Grid, there's a good sponsor. We are literally begging here that we need new chairs. So let's get a sponsor and we'll do live reads. Too hard. All right. DFS, like we said, I did win, but it was a technicality because of the suspended game and Bogman had stuff going on that he could, you know, pull a player back in. So cross cancel. We are 2-2 against each other on the season. Pretty damn good. We are going into week 6, and how do you want to do this, Boggs? Do you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
I want you go first, and I'll count. Okay. I'll count up the crosses that we have here.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, technically, I'm still in the winning, so I can go first here. So for my lineup this week, I've got a mini stack that I'm throwing at my quarterback and wide receiver position. So I'm going to say it right now because you're going to immediately know where it is. And I found the quarterbacks a little bit difficult to find the right spot, but this week I'm going to go with Matthew Stafford at 7,300 up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a pretty good matchup. And I'm going to pair him with Kenny Golladay at 7,200. Both I like. Kenny Golladay fire. Matthew There's Stafford. One. What's that?
There's one. Kenny Golladay.
Okay. Here we go. This is going to start. At the running back position for the week, this I changed multiple times, but there's one guy that was a constant first off. And the first player I threw in was Jonathan Taylor at 7,300. No crossover? Right.
No crossover. Okay,
good. All right. Good. Like up against the Cincinnati Bengals. It's probably like a median line, like a matchup. You know, it's not like this fantastic matchup, but Cincinnati, a little woeful. If they bring up some more offense, I think also Philip Rivers has been in question. And I think one thing they need to do there was really two things you do when Philip Rivers and his pass game has been in question is you need to A, work a little bit more in the short dump off range, which could bode well for Naheem Hines. Short dump.
We're not. Did you take OBJ?
I did not take OBJ.
He's
I did
sick. Not. Yeah.
But the other thing that would be the best would be running the ball and run the ball with Jonathan Taylor. So I love Jonathan Taylor in this one. My next one up, this is where the struggles came in. I decided to go high dollar and went with Aaron Jones against Tampa Bay. I expect a lot of points to be scored. It's not the greatest matchup on the planet, but Aaron Jones is involved kind of across the board, and I think it's a good opportunity for touchdowns. Now, adding with my wideouts here, making sure I'm not taking up all the time, I've got the Kenny Golladay going with Allen Robinson against the Carolina Panthers. Damn it. And A.J. Brown at 6,500.
No, I don't have A.J. Brown.
All right, I got A.J. Brown. So A.J. Brown, Kenny Golladay, Allen Robinson. A.J. Brown's a very good deal this week. Apparently, I didn't even realize I've got two Tennessee guys. I've also got Jonnu Smith at tight end, 5,800. I'm taking the Giants defense against Washington. I'm just going cheap. And then my flex took James Robinson versus Detroit. So I do have kind of a Jacksonville-Detroit stat going on with three players from that game. Matthew Stafford, Allen Robinson, or I'm sorry, Kenny Golladay and James Robinson. So again, we've got Stafford, Taylor, Aaron Jones, Glenn Robinson. We're talking about the basketball cards. Allen Robinson, Kenny Golladay, A.J. Brown, Jonnu Smith, James Robinson, and the New York Football Giants. That's my DFS lineup.
For me at quarterback, I had Stafford when I had my Atlanta Falcons and Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, okay.
Stafford was my quarterback. But because I switched around, I saved so much money. I went back to the well with Lamar. Philly's defense hasn't been great. They do put pressure on the quarterback, which I think will make him run.
That's a great call.
He has in the past. So I'm going high dollar with Lamar Jackson. At my running back position, Carolina cannot stop a running back to save their lives. They're dead last against the rush this year. So I'm going with David Montgomery against the Panthers.
I almost went with Montgomery. That's a good call. That was one I was close with, too.
And I spent up on Derrick Henry against Houston because every single team that's played against Houston has had a 100-yard rusher. So I think Derrick Henry is fairly chalked this week. So I took him. My wideouts, you know two of them because the Welsh has two of them. Kenny Golladay and Allen Robinson. I also went with MVS as a cheap option at 5,600. Tampa Bay, real bad against the deep ball. So I think that he could pick up a couple catches there. And that's all you really need from him is hopefully in the end zone. I talked him up a little bit on the ITL Fantasy Football Show, my tight end here. I went back to Logan Thomas. If he burns me this week, this is going to be bridge completely burned. But I got Logan Thomas as my tight end because I think McLaurin is going to get Bradberry and they got to throw the ball somewhere. My flex is Juju. I know he's banged up, but I think it's a Juju week after it was a Claypool week last week. And my defense moving forward will probably be whoever plays the New York Jets. So I took the Miami Dolphins as my defense this week. They look good against the Niners, and the Jets are miserable and starting Joe Flacco. So that is my DFS lineup.
Okay, go top to bottom real quick.
Top to bottom is Lamar, Montgomery, Henry, Robinson, Golladay, MVS, Logan Thomas, Juju, and the Dolphins D.
I like it. All right, there you go. Week 6 matchup, technically the 5th one to see who goes over 500. When we come back, it is gambling time. We're going to do against the spread and over under, so don't go anywhere. Bogman Welsh, it's In This League. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League. Oh.
It's pick'em time right here on ITL. It's In This League. Patreon.com/ITL Army is the website. Is it the Welsh at Bogman Sports are the Twitters. And it is time to get into our week 6 picks. But I got to tell you again, Bogman, we're going to do this dance again. We are going to review week 5. Nope, I guess we're not. Damn it. I thought I was right about this. I thought you were wrong about something and no, you were not wrong about it.
No, I double checked it because I didn't want to hear that. I almost lost $100 just there.
Oh,
I need it. Yeah.
Well, what I was going to give crap. What I was going to give crap to Bogman for was a great listener, Donovan Miller. He tracks everything. We got a couple great internet points deserved for Eric Toff.
Yeah.
Listener who plays our DFS lineups, which is fantastic. And last week. And then Donovan Miller, who tracks everything. He tracks all of our gambling and the DFS. And he sends us a sheet on Wednesday or Thursday.
I've listened to it 5 times. Did Welsh pick the over? Yeah. You're on Pittsburgh. I did not hear it.
I don't know why I didn't do that, or I was probably all jumbly or talking about four dog horses or whatever it was. You know, I get like that sometimes. And he has tracked everything, and there was a week where he had an extra win and you didn't and blah, blah, blah. But no, it does look like it's right. So last week was atrocious for anybody not named Bubba.
And Bubba, I know you're gonna, great. 8-4, 7-5. So
yeah, well, I was going to tease for next hour, but there you go. 8-4, 7-5. He was fantastic. You and I were both poop. We had the exact same record, just switch. I was 5-7 against the spread. So this is, I think, my first losing week. I'm going to go back and look. No, I guess I lost in week 2. I was 1 game under in week 2. So this is my second losing week against the spread. And I was a dead even 6-6 on the over unders for the week. And you were inverse. You were 6-6 against the spread, 5-7 on the over unders. And what I am shocked about is I am now still 8 games over 500 combined, which is incredible for me. And Bogman, not so much.
I mean, I wouldn't. That's not really how you do it. You don't really combine them. But I'm 9 games over to get the spread. Yeah, but that's not what you do. And I'm 13 below on the over under.
Okay. Well, then I'm 7 games above against the spread, and I'm 1 game above on the over under.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So
do not listen to Bogman on the over unders is what you should do.
Yeah, it's been bad this year. But I tell you what, I have been missing a lot by a point. A pick six at the end of the game, a field goal that was missed. Like, it's so many narrow misses that I'm having. It's super aggravating. But so I'm not far off, even though the record is bad. But I also, there's plenty of games, we don't sit here and go through the games that we would or did put our money on. We just pick all of them because that's what we do. So, but we will throw out like a don't bet this game. And then if you get it wrong, it's not that surprising. So, but our parlays, our parlays were terrible this week. So,
yeah, I think what
was bad for it, this week 5 felt like a week 1. So,
you're totally right. It was atrocious. I think you missed every single one in your parlay, and I only hit 1 in my parlay. Yeah. So, it was a horrible week.
The 3 of us, we got 2 of our 9 parlay picks correct. Bubba had Pittsburgh -7. You had the over under on that game. Everything else was missed. So it was pretty not good this week.
It was pretty not good. All right. So let's turn our attentions to week 6 here. And let's actually start with the elephant in the room. We talked a little bit in hour 1 about Atlanta and Minnesota, and there's a question mark that's surrounding them right now. And maybe this kind of comes in, and I don't know if you have any second thoughts you want to give into it, because Atlanta has shut down their facility, and that was as of Thursday. If this game goes on Sunday, I don't know how much practice goes in. I don't know how much practice gets in if it gets moved to Tuesday. There's a chance it altogether doesn't play, but we can still make our call here.
Let's do our call, but let's say if the line and over shift by more than 2, that this one will be a null and void. So obviously if it gets pushed, nothing. But if the line shifts by 2 points either way and the over-under moves by more than 2 points, then we'll just cancel this one out, not count it.
I'm comfortable with that. I'm definitely comfortable with that. All right. So Atlanta, Minnesota. Minnesota is a -4.5. 54.5 is the over under. I want to say that is the tied for the 3rd highest line. There's a bunch of 50s this week. So what do you got?
I really don't like this game personally. I'll take Minnesota against the spread. I'm much more confident in that than I am on the over under. The over under is dogging me here because, Raheem Morris, a defensive guy, is taking over. When defensive guys take over, usually it's a lot of run the ball more, play better defense. And I don't know that Atlanta can play worse defense. So I'm going to take the over here because that's the way that games have been trending in 2020. And both these defenses are really, really bad. But I'm much more confident in taking the Vikings minus the points than I am on the over-under. So I'll go Vikings in the over for that game should it get played.
Now, I definitely agree with you on the over-under. I think it's a little bit dicey. That's why I'm going to take the under. I think, some mispractices. We don't know where Julio's at. There's been some ineffectiveness with Atlanta. And I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to take Atlanta with the points. And the reason behind this also is, A, what you're talking about. You have a defensive-minded head coach that's coming in, and you have a Minnesota offense that I don't really think they necessarily lose a step with Alexander Mattison coming in over Dalvin Cook, but they do lose a step on the secondary back that's coming in. Now going from Alexander Mattison to Boone when you had Dalvin Cook in there. And I think that's going to allow what is a bad Atlanta defense for sure, but it allows them to make some adjustments offensively to make sure they're focused on the pass game. So I think it's just an opportunity for Atlanta to do a few new things, and all it takes.
So Jekyll and Hyde too.
Yeah,
he can go and throw for 350 yards and 4 touchdowns, and no one would be surprised. And he can also go 8 of 16 with 3 picks, and no one would be surprised. He's that guy.
And they saw a lot of effective And they saw a lot of effectiveness from Todd Gurley. You know, Matt Ryan has a, I think, has a lot to prove on kind of the hot seat right now. So I'm not saying I feel confident in Atlanta winning, nor do I necessarily feel confident on either portion of this, because I think there's a lot of extracurricular things. But I like Atlanta in the cover, and I like the under because this is a big number. Even though this is a powerhouse game, you're now throwing a couple new factors in of changing and extra days and maybe missed practices and stuff like that, that I'm a little bit wonky about. So I'm going to take Atlanta in the under. Next game, Baltimore at Philadelphia. Baltimore is a 7.5-point favorite. 48 is the over-under. And we were silly gooses last week with Cincinnati and Baltimore. What do you think?
I'm going to go Baltimore in the over. I'm not... The over-under, once again, is a little harder for me to pick here. But I think that, you know, at the end of the game against Pittsburgh, Philly's offense started to click and Carson Wentz looked more like himself in that comeback. So I like this game to go over fairly easy, but I much more confident in taking the Ravens because the Eagles just have not put it together at all this season. So, you know, their win was against the most beat to crap Niners team that I've ever seen in my life. And they just haven't really put much together outside of that. They were beating the spread last week for a little bit, but Pittsburgh eventually won it. I think we get the same thing with Baltimore here. So give me Baltimore and give me the over.
Oh, this, I think I'm in agreement with you here. Philly is such a weird team for me because, you know, we're talking about Jekyll and Hyde with Kirk Cousins. I feel like they are capable. I mean, I had, you know, last week you and I got in the argument about Philly versus Pittsburgh, and I was taking Philly on the spread, and we had it up until like the final minute, you know, and then Pittsburgh was able to get that last touchdown. Like, Philly can play up and down to opponents. I'm not sure that this matchup is fantastic for them. I do think you could have some added offensive weapons. Fulgham has really stepped into a new role. I think they need to get Ertz back involved, and you have Miles Sanders. So I feel like they can go toe-to-toe with Baltimore for a bit. And I'm very tempted to take Philly, but literally doing the same dance of seven. I think it was 7.5 last week. I'm just not going to go with it because their defense at the end of the day is, I think, is going to have a hard time containing Lamar Jackson. So I feel more confident about the over, but I'm going to take Baltimore. I'm going to go Baltimore in the 7.5 like you. I think we can. Let me look at the time here. We can get one more in. Next game up, Chicago at Carolina. Carolina is only a 1.5-point home favorite, usually the 3. So a little bit of juice there for Chicago. With a better record. And 45 is the over-under. So what do you think, folks?
Yeah, look, I really like what the Panthers have been doing the last 3 weeks. I think Matt Rhule has them playing very well. But they just lost Kawan Short for the season. The good interior defensive lineman, Dante Jackson, probably going to miss this game with a toe injury as well. So the defense is banged up. And the Bears play hard-nosed defense. We just saw them in Tom Brady's face over and over and over last Thursday night. I mean, he was meaning Khalil Mack so much, they started to roll his eyes at that. So I think this is Chicago, a straight up win in this one. I think they go on the road and beat the Panthers. And I'll take the over here. I think that 45 for this year is just begging to play the over. So give me the over on this game too. I don't like taking all overs, but that's what I've done so far. So give me the Bears and I'll go over on this one.
I kind of had a struggle with this one because I think Carolina plays better than we give credit for. But, you know, at the same time, I don't give the due credit to Chicago either. So these are actually two, I think, better than on paper teams. And you can see, you know, the line at home with Carolina. I think I like their offense and I like their offensive matchups against Chicago, but I find it really hard to go against Chicago right now. Allen Robinson, and this seems like a Montgomery game like we talked about. So I'm going to take Chicago and I'm going to go with the over. I know they're poking here. You know, they're trying to get us to tap that over at 45, and I'm going to go with you here. So Chicago and the over. So I think, Bogman, you and I, we are compatico for two of the three games. So.
Simpatico. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Four dog horses.
All right. We got to go to break. When we come back, we are going to hit the rest of these games. We got a whole bunch of good ones here, too. You got your Pittsburgh-Cleveland matchup all the way down to the Arizona Cardinals and the new look Dallas Cowboys. So don't you go anywhere. More in this league coming up.
Sports
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Wells
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league,
this is the way. Stop touching things.
The gambler rolls on. It is Bogman. It's Welsh. It's In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090. Wherever podcasts are, you can check out all of the stuff that you missed if you missed any of it, or you could just subscribe to the podcast on your favorite app and get all 3 hours delivered to you on Saturdays and have a joyous time. Have so much fun, as we would say. So much fun. Say it, Bogman.
So much fun.
There you go. So much fun. All right. We are doing our picks for the week. We're doing against the spread. We're doing over under. I think we got through only three games in that first front here. So we're picking right back up. Cincinnati at Indianapolis. Indy is an 8-point home favorite. 46.5 is the over under after Cincinnati absolutely crapped the bed. They Odell'd the bed big time. So what do you think here?
Odell'd the bed. This is one where I'm more confident in the over under than I am the pick. I'm going to take the under here. I think the Colts defense is by far the strength of their team. They put great pressure on the quarterback, and we saw what happened to Burrow when he was getting constantly pressured by Baltimore last week. So I don't have a lot of confidence in the Cincinnati offense here, but this 8 line is very, very big. And the Colts offense has not looked very good either. That's why I like that Jonathan Taylor pick so much, but it seems like they're also not, they won't just finally give it to him 30 times. That's what I would love. Yeah. I would. Yeah. Don't be stingy, Colts. Don't be stingy, Reich. No, don't be stingy, Frank. Give me that ball. So they need to give that ball to Taylor a bunch. I am going to take the Colts in the under in this game. But I feel much better about the under than I do taking the Colts.
Yeah, I think I'm cool with the under. I don't feel extremely confident about that. But I think, you know, Cincinnati is a better team than what they put out on the field last week. Joe Burrow is a lot better. This is a tough matchup. But I think, you know, you learn a lot from those massive defeats. And I just don't see the Cincinnati team rolling over, especially with the ineffectiveness that has been there with Indianapolis. Now, again, I picked Jonathan Taylor because I would have an expectation that the coaching staff is going to make some changes to cover up some of the negatives that have been following Phillip Rivers. So that's why I like the under a little bit. You've got Mixon, you've got Jonathan Taylor involved a little bit more. But if Cincinnati gets from behind, they are going to sling the ball, and they have got some pretty damn good options. So I'm going to take those 8 points and say that Cincy doesn't win. I'm not going to take them outright, but I like the 8 points. So I'm going to go Cincy, and I'm going to go with the under. Bogman's game, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is a 3-point favorite. 51 is the over-under. Bogman, we're both going to take Pittsburgh on here. Absolutely no doubt about that. But what do you do with that line on the over-under?
I'm going to take the under because I feel like what you want to do in this game is wear down the opposing defense by keeping your offense out on the field. So I think that means short throws by both teams, quick throws by both teams, and a lot of running. So I also found it interesting that Kareem Hunt says this one is for Myles Garrett. Yeah, those are the two guys you want representing your franchise, right?
Yeah, what is that even?
The helmet swinging thing, you know.
Yeah, well, I get that, but like, okay, you don't need one for the Gipper. Like, what are you talking about?
Right, exactly. So I'm going to take Pittsburgh. I'm going to take the under because I think the strategy for both these teams going in, not saying that they can't pass, I think the strategy is going to be ball control, wear down that defense, the opposing defense, and keep from getting your quarterback get blown up by either Myles Garrett or TJ Watt. So under for me.
Okay. I'm going to go with the over. I just think there's an aptitude for a lot more points. Beckham out would be a little bit more concerning. And
banged up Mayfield too.
Yeah, and you got a little bit of a banged up Mayfield, but they've got the weapons to push out there. I also think this is a spot where Pittsburgh could put up a bunch of points. So this could be one of those where Pittsburgh carries the points in this game. I get your idea of pounding the ball and maintaining the clock and stuff like that, but I think this is a good shot and a good opportunity for Pittsburgh to be slinging the ball. And if Cleveland's playing from behind, they can make up those points. So that's why I'm going to go with the over. Denver at New England. New England's a 9-point favorite. Over under is 45. And interestingly, with Denver, Noah Fant has been practicing and Drew Lock has been practicing. So you might have a different look Denver offense. Also, there's a possibility that Melvin Gordon might not be playing. They're still up in the air after his DUI if they're going to let him play.
So he was actually practicing.
Well, but if they might not want to let him play, or could have just been a one-day disciplinary thing. Bottom line is there are question marks around Denver right now because the offense could look very different than it has this weekend. And New England is a 9-point favorite who is also having a return of Cam Newton. So what you think about New England, Denver?
I hate this game. I don't want to, I would not bet it either way, to be honest with you, but I think that line is too big with Cam coming off of COVID stuff. I mean, you know, obviously asymptomatic and stuff like that, but also missing a bunch of time at practice and being a newer guy is not always helpful. Denver is very, very banged up, but, you know, we're not 100% sure that Locke's going to play. We're not 100% sure that Fant or Gordon's going to play. So for that reason, I'm going to take Denver and I'm going to take the under. And I'm not very confident on both of them, but I would be more confident on the under than taking Denver.
Yeah, I'm with you on the under as well. This does kind of reek one of those games. That's kind of why I like Damian Harris this week. We didn't really talk about him a whole lot this week, but I kind of like him just as far as New England, you know, wanting to maintain the run. And this, you know, there's a theory he could be the last week we like Damian Harris
right.
Time Bell. But this would be a good play for them to try to get the 17 to 20 something carries for Damian Harris. And if Denver is out here, they know they're probably going to lose Melvin Gordon for a bit. So just, you know, run the ball again, maintain the clock. So I like the under, but I like New England in this because I just don't know where Drew Lock is going to. Now, if Drew Lock and Fant are both out there, that could change this and that could swing. I'm just not sure they're going to want to press and how effective he'll be. And I just don't know what this offense really looks like. So I'm going to go with New England, even though the big points, I'll take the under. Detroit at Jacksonville. Detroit's a 3.5-point road favorite, 54.5. This is the game that I was stacking. There's a little temptation because it's a big line to kind of take the under on this, but just poorish defenses, big sling in the ball. Gardner Minshew absolutely just, you know, launches it all game long, as will Matthew Stafford. So I feel very confident about the over now as I work through that because there's a part of me that wanted to go under. I feel confident on the over, and I feel confident about Detroit. This is probably my confidence point. So that doesn't build you confidence in that I want to put them in my parlay. Well, that's not good, but I like the Detroit over matchup.
No, I'm absolutely with you. And like I said, there's a couple games where I'm a little shaky on this week. Not this one at all. We got Detroit coming off a bye, preparing for Jacksonville for 2 weeks, and Jacksonville's not good and banged up. So I think that Detroit gets out to a big lead, which forces the Jaguars to throw the ball and score points in garbage time. So I love the over in this game, and I really like Detroit here too. So that one's kind of an easy one for me this week.
Agreed. Houston at Tennessee. Tennessee is a 3.5-point home favorite. 53 is the line, Boggs. What do you have?
Tennessee looked very impressive, you know, and sometimes just weird stuff. And it was a weird kind of a, you know, everyone's saying that we're bad because of COVID. So we're going to show everybody whatever you need for motivation.
Whatever, Titans. Pal.
Yeah, whatever you need for motivation, whatever works. And Houston has been miserable against the run. So I think Tennessee puts up a decent amount of points. Obviously, a lot more play action option with A.J. Brown back in tow. So give me Tennessee. And I do think that Houston can score. They looked a lot better on offense this past week with Bill O'Brien gone. So give me Tennessee, and I'll take the over in this one as well.
I'm going to go Tennessee in the under, and I'm going to just tap the under. Don't feel super confident about it, but I'm absolutely with you on the Tennessee front. I think they look really good. A.J. Brown back opens up the offense a bit, and Derrick Henry is difficult to stop. Just ask, who was it, Norman?
Josh Norman, and all of the memes made about awesome. Josh Norman.
So awesome. Washington at the Giants. Giants a 2.5-point home favorite, 42.5. I believe that's the lowest line of the week. Is he over-under? Boggs?
Give me Washington in the over. This is another one I'm not very confident in. I can't believe that the Giants are favored in any game, but if the Redskins, if Washington is favored.
You did the thing.
If Washington was favored, I'd also be like, why is Washington favored? So we're kind of splitting hairs here. But give me Washington. I think that there's you know, just Daniel Jones not putting up a touchdown since week one is unbelievably concerning. So give me Washington and I'll take the over, I guess, because it's so low at 42.5. Just like 24-21 gets us there. So
I just have have nothing in Washington right now. I don't care where the quarterback is. I just think it's a little bit messy. The Giants are as messy for sure. Shepard was practicing a little bit, but I'm gonna go with the Giants here. I took their defense on the cheap. Give me the Giants and give me the over on that short line. Miami at the Jets. Miami is a 9.5-point home favorite against the horrible, horrible Jets. 47.5 is the line, Boggs. We're both going to take Miami because you can never take the Jets. But I don't know about you. I don't know if I feel great about the over because you have to assume that the Jets are going to put up points here. And I know Jamison Crowder opens stuff back up, but you still have Flacco. I don't know what the semblance of a running game is. So the more I look at this, I'm taking the over, but I feel very not confident about it because I think the Jets have to pick up the slack here because the Miami's not going to score 47 points or 48
points.
Well, they just
scored 43 against your Niners. So Fitzpatrick has been, but it's the Jets. The Jets are worse than the Niners. The Niners beat the Jets. By the way, the Niners have 2 wins in Meadowlands or whatever it's called now, MetLife. And the Giants and Jets combined for 0. So Niners 2 wins in that stadium. The 2 home teams don't have a win there yet. And you talk about how bad the Niners are. So
Yeah.
I think this is easy Miami and over, and I'm very confident about both sides.
Okay. Green Bay at Tampa Bay. Green Bay is a 1-point road favorite. 54.5 is the line.
I hate this one. This is going to be such a fun game to watch. Give me Green Bay in this one. Just Tampa Bay doesn't look right. And I know they had extra time because they played on Thursday. But remember, Green Bay was coming off a bye week. So they had even more time to prep for Tampa Bay. So give me Green Bay. And I'm going to take the under here. I think just both defenses are going to step it up a little bit in this game. So Green Bay in the under.
I'm taking Green Bay. I'm going to go with the over. A lot of bodies are returning into this game. There's a big offensive force in Tampa Bay. Green Bay getting Devontae Adams would be big back. I see why pick Aaron Jones. I see a couple touchdowns in the future. I think there's some high scoring in this one. So I'm going to go with Green Bay in the over. Rams at the Niners. We'll both take the Rams and we will take the under because the Niners can't score. Pretty easy, right? Don't need to do anything else there.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, if Jimmy G plays, is he healthy? He couldn't even plant. He couldn't even plant last week, so he just didn't look great. I'm much more confident on the Rams on this than I am on the over-under. I'll say that.
I feel I might even swap them in for my parlay here. Kansas City at Buffalo. Kansas City -4, 57.5 is the over-under for the week, Boggs. I got Kansas City, and I got the over. I feel pretty confident about the over. I feel very confident about Kansas City. What say you?
Yeah, the Bills defense looked real bad on Tuesday, surprisingly. So I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say that Kansas City gets out of this funk that they've been in for a little bit. And I'm going to go KC and the over in that game as well.
Last game up is the new look Dallas Cowboys. They're going to be hosting the Arizona Cardinals, and the Cardinals are a 1.5-point road favorite. I don't know when the last time that ever happened. 55 is the line.
Yeah, look, both these defenses are miserable, so I'm going to take the over easy in this game. But I'm going to take the Cowboys. I think they rally around Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton, this isn't going down to Nick Mullins or, some other loser quarterback. So
that the Niners have
Andy Dalton. Yeah. CJ Beathard, whoever, this isn't going down to, Ryan Finley, if you're the Bengals. So Andy Dalton started in the league for a long time. He's got great targets. So give me Dallas and give me the over at home.
I don't love it, but I'm going to go with Dallas as well. I think Andy Dalton, I've talked about it, is going to be better than most expect. But I'm going to take the under because I just don't know he's going to be flying points. I don't know if Arizona's going to be flying points here as well. So give me the under, give me Dallas, and that is our week six picks, not week three. When we come back, speaking of three, we got our parlay. So don't go anywhere. Bogman and Welsh put that parlay together. We'll be right back.
Indeed knows it's
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in this league.
I love you.
Ready to party!
Hi, Tail Boys. We're back. It's the final segment of Hour 2, which means I tag out and Casey Bubba's coming in Hour 3. And a little happy birthday shout out to Casey Bubba earlier in the week. I don't know what he turned. What do you think? How old do you think Bubba is?
I think he's right in our, I think he might be a year younger than us.
I feel like he's, 36. I'm going to say 35.
35? Okay.
Find out. You find out.
Yeah, I'll find out.
Okay. So and happy birthday to Bubba. Everyone send Bubba at, what the hell is Bubba's? I want to say Casey Bubba. But
at BD Entrick.
Yeah, BD Entrick. Make sure to go and give him birthday shout outs, if you will. Last up here is the parlay. We have been atrocious, but Bogman has hit a parlay this week or this year. Boggs, my parlay, I told you I'm very confident about Detroit -3.5. They are one leg of it. I've got the Tennessee Titans -3.5 versus Houston and Kansas City -4. And I'll tell you, I really want to throw the Rams in there in some place. And I just don't know who or what I would take out. I'm tempted to take out Tennessee, I guess, to be honest with you. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. That'll all right, kill the parlay right there. Detroit, Kansas City, and the Rams. That is my three-team parlay.
I mean, look, I'm going to go two out of the three same with you. I'm going to take Detroit against Jacksonville. 2 weeks to prepare. Jacksonville looks miserable. I love that game. I'm going to take the Rams against your Niners. Unfortunately, your Niners just don't have it right now. They're not there. So give me the Rams. And the last one is, I think this might be the easiest play of each and every week moving forward. Just pick against the Jets until Adam Gase is fired. So their roster is terrible. They're not doing anything great on offense. They're miserable on defense. So give me whoever plays against the Jets every single weekend. So I'll take the Dolphins. I'm a big Dolphins fan this week.
9.5.
Yeah. Yeah. But they just beat the Niners by a ton.
I heard, but
what I'm saying is the Niners are so much better than the Jets. And they just don't even have their starting quarterback. They have a backup quarterback.
I'd rather
Joe Flacco is 100.
Garoppolo. So.
No, you wouldn't. Stop it.
I might not. All right.
Yeah.
That's it, friendos, at least for Hour 2. In This League rolls on, so don't you go anywhere. It's Bogman. It's the birthday boy, Bubba. It's more week four, week six. I can't get the week right. Jesus.
Good
week
Lord.
Six picks. Bubba was amazing last week, so listen to that, man. I'm out of here because clearly I need to be. Hour 3 coming up.
Four Dog Horse.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
At Ability Chiropractic, we do things differently. We believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Our doctors take the time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, we help restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book an appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda
Veterans salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.